Hello, come back to another podcast thingy thing. Today we're going to model something in Houdini. Today we're going to do something in Houdini. And while I'm explaining, I'll actually start it. I have not yet found a video that is about remeshing or basically reducing geometry based on a gradient. And I actually had to use this quote-unquote technique. I had to use this functionality and whatever for a really recent project, and it is actually really easy, but I wasn't able to find a video on that, nor I think an article. Maybe if you just, you know, if you search for like a few hours or something, you might be able to find something. But I found something similar that used like some drawing technique. You basically draw onto the mesh what you want to reduce, and I thought, well, if it is working with this type of CD value, so basically color value in Houdini, then it should also basically work with a gradient. It is not too easy. The gradient tool, at least at my point of view, and I might be using it in the wrong way, is not that great in Houdini, but we will get to that. So let me show you this. There we go. It should be fine, maybe a bit smaller. This is, I think, okay. Great. So we're gonna need a bit more space here. We're gonna use a box. There is a box. And this box should be like, let's do it 200 times 200, and definitely not that, times 200. And for the sake of simplicity, we are again using the mountain modifier, which is basically doing that. We are also doing some amplitude, like 2 maybe, and might make sense to do it like this so that one can see it a bit better. I maybe wanna rotate that, so we're gonna use a transform node to, let's see if this is the right way. No, it wasn't. Was this the right way? No, it wasn't either, I think. Because I do want like the majority of this bit. Can you actually see my mouse? I don't actually know. I do want like a bit of a more vertical geometry there, so that I can also have like a vertical gradient. Now we're gonna use the gradient thing and edit. So Etri, why actually Etri bad, just color one? If you type in gradient, the lab's color gradient, this is actually what I'm using there. And it is basically, apparently, and I might be able to show you that, it is adding CD values, so color values, to all of the points, apparently, I guess. There we go. So, and I might make this a bit darker. And what you're already seeing there is that it is not working linearly. And yes, you can change that here in, you know, various different ways, but it is not really linear. So, because, you know, normally, as you might be knowing it from software like Photoshop or whatever, you, well, by dragging this dark pit there, it is always staying like in the middle of it. I might be doing it wrong, as I said. You know, there might be some kind of thing to check there and whatever. But this is just something to notice. This is something to be aware of, as far as I know. Catmull, no. Monotone apparently is doing the best way. Well, so what we are having here is a CD value change in the points, and we use those values to then drive the remeshing slash the reduction of those following points, or those faces in the end as well, or just the mesh per se. You can actually use the remesh one, not the fast remesh, but the normal remesh, but also the reduce, the poly reduce. I'm going to do it with the poly reduce. And as you can see, we can do retain density by attribute, and we're going to use the CD value, and then we will see. And we will let it load. There might be some changes you have to do to the weight, and definitely also to the percentage you want to keep. And as you can maybe see, or as I maybe cannot see, let's see. And let's change the weight there. Yes, there we go. So apparently the more weight it has, the less density that we're having in a mesh on the very dark part. You can also do this with the remeshing. So there's also, I think it might have been the mesh quality, and then doing this with CD might take a bit longer than the poly reduction, which is quite interesting. And this is also the reason why I in the end went with the poly reduction, because it's just apparently more efficient and or faster. Might have actually been the mesh size and not the mesh quality. Please load there. And as far as I understand it, it is using the values of like 0 and always the first value apparently to then remesh it, but it's not working yet. I think the adaptive, yes. Changing it to adaptive, I guess, gives us another option here. As far as I remember, I might be wrong there. And as you can see, it actually takes quite a bit of time to load and quite a bit of time to process. And because I just wanted to like have a gradient of mesh density, it was better to go for the poly reduction than to go for the remeshing. I might actually not go from 0 to something, but from 50 to 100. I do hope that it is enough of a difference there. But yeah, and also the more values that you're adding in the gradient, because of course I was trying to have as smooth of a gradient as possible, it also takes longer, which I think makes sense there as well. Yeah, I don't actually want to let it load. So, as far as I remember, this is how it how one was able to do so by then have maybe also the mesh size. Yeah, this was the right one. Not this mesh size, but that mesh size, and then I think it worked quite fine. You know, it did what it was supposed to do, but we're gonna stop this too and delete this, and you know, maybe go back to this part and see how things are looking like. And apparently we are having, yeah, let's do it like this. Let's see if it's a big change. But yeah, maybe the paint thing works too. Paint color, capture layer paint, volume paint, volume paint. I think it was this one. I actually have never used it, and I also wasn't really intending to use it. Right click apparently does paint front faces only. Yes, let's do this. So what if I'm just, you know, selecting a few of them? What does this change, or does this actually do anything? Maybe we should go from this away. Reset all changes, recache. I actually don't really know how to use the paint on display mode. Maybe I have to get away or delete those one display group. Ah, okay. Interesting. So I do want this color, and we are just painting that all over the place. I do think that there is some sort of, yeah, soft edges, which might be useful. Yeah, there we go. So we're having a bit of a gradient there. Maybe we're also adding like this to maybe see some change here, and also black, which also should kind of be of different value. And we're leaving it like this, and we're connecting it to poly reduction, and let's see what it does. And as you can see, the black parts apparently are the least dense ones. Then the blue is also less dense, and the red is actually quite close to the white, apparently. Yeah. This is the quick tutorial on how to reduce and or drive mesh changes by color or the CD value.